Mayor Paul Leon of Ontario, thank you for joining us. Wanted to hear a little bit about how your city is responding to this COVID-19 crisis.
We have been on high alert from the very beginning, and I'd been given a warning at least a couple of months ago from a very dear friend of mine named Dora Barilla, who's a healthcare specialist at the national level. And this was coming, you know, the news was in about China and what was going on there, and we happened to cross paths, and she said, "Are you getting ready for this? Because it possibly could become a pandemic, and there are not many government agencies getting ramped up for this." So I took that message to my city manager, and we took it very serious because I know that she doesn't play around with such words. And I think that we've been a bit ahead of the game, but we certainly don't have the resources that we'd like to have. We don't have our own city public health like Long Beach or Pasadena, you know, so we have to rely on the county. But we've done a lot in the meantime to be ready for the response, and I think that we've done well with our website and our city website. We've done everything we can on social media to keep people updated on what's going on here.
Well, and a lot of what a city does is public safety, and so those police and firefighters are essential employees. Are you able to enable them to get any special precautions or wear personal protective equipment as they interact person to person with people who may be carrying the coronavirus?
The problem with the coronavirus is that somebody could be carrying it, you would never know. So we've been having some precautions with our police and fire safety service people from the, you know, months ago. We've had them wearing gloves and masks, especially in suspicious situations. And I think we already have generally a high level of safety and the precautions in place for them, because there are other things out there anyway, with gloves and cleanliness and using things that are able to protect them from any kind of viruses and doing their work. But in this case, we've definitely had enough of different things to keep them safe, you know, the gloves, the masks. We actually find ourselves in a place to where we're helping others because of the supply that we've had on hand.
Well, that's wonderful to hear. Now, we're just learning that the White House is now asking people to extend those stay-at-home orders through the end of April. That's going to put additional strain on a city like Ontario, isn't it?
Well, yes, of course. Our income is affected by the tax base of our commercial and retail tax base, as everybody else is affected in their jobs because of what's not going on in the commercial and retail businesses and other jobs that have shut down because of the social distancing. I think it really ruins everybody's bottom line. So we have to be very careful. We've always been a city that has lived within our means and put aside money for a rainy day. And I guess this is about as rainy as it comes. We're going to maintain as much as we can for as long as we can.
Now, Ontario has been out front trying to get information from the county as to exactly where the cases that have been diagnosed so far are occurring in our county. What's going on with that? What's the latest?
Well, today, the county released a diagram, a schematic, if you will, of telling us which cities have how many numbers in those cities. And that's very helpful to us. We were kind of on the below the halfway line. According to their list, we are at like 5. And some of the other cities, of course, you know, Yucaipa being up there above 10. Mm-hmm. So I don't think it really changes a lot in what we've been doing as far as promoting social distancing and shutting down parks and making sure that businesses that are still open, like supermarkets and those kinds of things, are also practicing social distancing. But it certainly does allow us to put into place some very sophisticated emergency programs for our safety service and also to let the community know, look, it's here. Cassie, if you don't mind my saying, what I've fought more than anything else are the people who feel that this is all an infringement on their privacy and on their freedoms, and they don't believe it. They have conspiracy theories in mind. They've tried to convince their friends through social media or just speaking with them that this is all just a big hoax and there's an ulterior motive behind this. Well, we're not that kind of government, and we do what we know we have to do for the safety of our people. And that's the message that really needs to get out there. This is no hoax. This isn't a game. It's very real. And this virus spreads very, very fast. And you don't know who has it when they have it. So you have to take the precautions and the distancing and all those things to make sure you don't get it.
And that it's not just older people or medically frail people, but even young, healthy people seem to be getting it. Well, Mayor Paul Leon of Ontario, thank you so much for joining us on such short notice.
I'm happy to get the word out. We have a really good website on our city site. We have the coronavirus updates and all kinds of links on there so that people can find out what our city is helping them with and what the state and federal government is helping them with in many different ways with different links. It's very easy to go through.
Important for people to be able to get that information. Mayor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Cassie.
For KVCR, I'm Cassie McDuff.